Zoktael Gemishna Mesachtes Klayim, Perik Zayin. Here we have something very interesting. Mishnah is Dalid and Hey. Is it Dalid or is it Hey? Which one is it? So this is the only time in Shishi Sidra Mishnah you have something like this. Some say it was a mistake. There really, it's two Mishnahs here. From the words, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Be'echad, that should have been Mishnah Hey. Except it was kind of put together somehow. In the Michas Yitzchak Mishnayis, he even brings from previous Svarim that's Alpi Kabbal over here, that the Dalet and Hay go together. We're not going to explain it. If you want, you can look over there. Actually, in the Kisve Yad of the Pirish HaMishnayis, L'Harambam, they're found to be two separate Mishnayis. I just think it's an interesting thing. You would say, what's the big deal? Just divide it. It should be divided in all Mishnayis. Why make it complicated? But you see that the Chazal were very, very careful. The Messiah of Klal Yisrael was very, very careful to change things. Even something which would appear to be a nuisance. Everything has a cheshbon. So either way, Masechtos Klayim Perik Dalet Mishnah. Hamasachech es gafnai al gabi tvoasa shel chaver. Hamasachech from a lashon of schach. This person spread his grapevine over his friend's tvoa. Zok the Mishnah raises a kiddush, and the tvoa that grows is going to become aser. It's klayim bekeren. What about the grapes? The grapes also become aser. Wait a second. So if I want to get even with you, I can just plant my kerem and have it grow over your tvua field? No. V'chayiv b'chruasa. The one who spread the vine is going to be mechuyev to pay for the grain. But Terura explains, even according to the Madama that says, ein don in dina de garmi. That means like an indirect hezek here. It's different because he actually did it with his hands. However, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say what's actually a fascinating thing. They say when it comes to klayim, there's something very unique. And that is, ein adam mekadesh davar she'eino shelo. A person cannot cause that which isn't his to become usher. You planted your kerem over this person's grapevine. It like went from your property over his grapevine. It's not usher. You can't ask for someone else's thing. So let me ask you something. So if I'm going to pour milk into your salami sandwich, if I'm going to pour milk into your hot, steaming steak, you're going to tell me it doesn't become usher because it's not mine? And the answer is it will become usher. But by klayim, there's a pasuk. Where Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon darshan the pasuk, loisizra karmecha, only your kerem. Tanakama learns the pasuk differently. He says the fact that it says loisizra karmecha kiloyim, that teaches us, the word klayim teaches us even your friends become usher. So let me ask you something. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon are saying that the tefuah of his friend doesn't become usher. What about his grapes? So there's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi about that. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, his grapes become usher. Because the Maaseh said, they're his. The whole reason the tefuah doesn't become usher is because it's not his, but his grapes are his. You could ask your own thing. Whereas the sheet of Rabbi Lozer in the Yerushalmi says, once you're saying the tefuah doesn't become usher, so you're passing that it's not klayim. Once you pass that it's not klayim, so the grapes don't become usher either.